Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discuss security for the ball drop, everything that goes into running the New Year's Eve ball drop. It's a great event. It's a great night. Been down here many times, but there's a lot of planning that goes into it. It takes more than just the several days before we actually start planning for this, months and months in advance. We look back to the several years in the past and how our plans worked out with all the different city departments. You see various city departments that are in front of you. There are other agencies that are not here that are also working within within our planning. This takes the efforts of not only the city departments. We work with the Sheriff's Department. We work with the New York State Police. We work with the FBI on threat pictures, intelligence. Again, there's a lot to go to make this a safe and fun and happy event as it should be. We want to let everybody know that the event starts down here at 10 p.m. However, road closures are going to begin down in this area starting at approximately 10 a.m. There's a lot of logistics, a lot that has to be set up, stage gets set up. Those rolling road closures, as I said, will begin at 10 a.m. It has been sent out on our social media, a map showing everything, the different streets, what's blocked. It's the same as it is every year, so there's really no surprise or no additional road closures that are coming in. I won't go through them all in chapter and verse here because you have them out on our socials and has been sent to the media. We look at part of those road closures and how we can harden that target, how we can make sure that everybody is safe within the confines. Obviously, when you're looking at 3,000 or more people coming into Roosevelt Plaza to watch the event, we want to make sure that they're safe. And how we do that, we will take DPW plow trucks, other heavy equipment trucks, and we stage them on the outer perimeter to make sure that they can prevent any vehicle ramming, any accidental drive-throughs, anything of that nature. So we make sure that we do harden that target. You are going to see a significant police uniform presence, as you always do. We will also have our SWAT team down here. The SWAT team is on the inner perimeter, the outer perimeter, and also overhead watch. We want to make sure that they're looking down on everybody to make sure that we have a safe event. We have the partnership with the Erie County Sheriff's Department and their bomb ordnance group, any suspicious packages, anything that were to come in, we already have them on site. They're already here. They can address anything that that may pop up. We have canine down here. We have explosive detection canine. All of these go into play and to make sure that, again, I keep saying this, that we have a safe event. Our explosive canine dogs will be down here earlier in the day. They do a pre-sweep. We lock down. We secure the area. And then they are working throughout the entirety of the day as well. Our operations center will be open. It will be open for business down at Dillon headquarters. That will be staffed by various agencies. Our Captain Rogowski will be inside of the command center. There's been a lot of investments in our emergency operations center, a lot of monitors, technology. We continue to expand on that technology. And at the conclusion of this, one of those investments in technology through our New York State Law Enforcement Tech Grant that was sponsored by New York State and Governor Hochul is a new tethered drone that we will talk about after. That's outside mounted on the top of a police car now. The tethered drone can go up as high as 125 feet. It can monitor, as everyone I think is pretty familiar with, we affectionately used to call the eye in the sky, the tower that would raise up. This goes significantly higher. It has extremely high-definition camera, and it also has infrared capabilities. And we're going to talk about a success story on that again at the conclusion of this. So you're going to see all of these things in play, making sure that everybody is down here, that they're aware, and that they feel very comfortable while they are down here. Chippewa Street is also going to be closed starting at approximately 1 p.m., bike racks will start to be set up on Chippewa between Franklin and Delaware. That will be set up for the nighttime entertainment. Obviously, it takes a little time to get that set up. But there's two different sets of details. We will have the detail that's working for the ball drop, the uniform police detail. We are also going to have a second phase detail that's going to cover the entertainment districts, Chippewa Street and Allen Street. We'll also have increased presence around the city and other areas, but we want to make sure that those particularly known heavy trafficked entertainment areas, especially some of the establishments that have an all-night license, there are a few, there are not many, but we have a couple that have submitted license requests for an all-night license. We are going to have our entertainment detail that will be out there making sure they're watching over everybody. With that, I'm going to turn this over to our Buffalo Fire Commissioner, William Rinaldo.
All right, thanks, Joe, and good afternoon, everyone. So, yes, the Buffalo Fire Department will also have a number of assets and resources available for the ball drop. We're going to have our hazmat rig, which will be conducting air quality monitoring throughout the event. We'll also have EMS standby, and we'll also have apparatus available for fire suppression as well. So we're going to continue to plan and coordinate with our partners in public safety, including the Buffalo Police Department and all of our other city departments and agencies that are involved with this event to ensure a safe and enjoyable event. So thank you, and I'll be followed by Commissioner of Parking, Ray Wagner.
Thank you, Commissioner. There are several affordable options, city-owned ramps, available to the public, $6 an hour after 5 p.m. to 6 a.m., and there's also after 5 p.m. at the meters, it's free parking as well. And I will turn this over to Elizabeth Corey. Carrie, I apologize.
That's okay. Hi, everyone. AAA has sponsored the ball drop for several years now with the goal of sharing one message, and that is to celebrate responsibly and make sure it's a happy and a safe new year. So if you take a look at the numbers, more than 13,500 people are killed by drunk drivers every year. That's about 37 people a day or one life every 39 minutes. And wouldn't it be great if 2025 was the year that we turned all of that around and made sure that there were no traffic fatalities, especially from impaired driving, which is 100% preventable. So AAA is asking everyone to plan ahead with a designated driver, ride sharing, staying overnight at a friend's house or here in downtown Buffalo, whatever it might be, just making sure that no one gets behind the wheel impaired. We definitely want to make sure it's a safe and a happy new year. And so plan ahead and let's celebrate and ring in 2025, but do it the safe way. Thank you.
All right, now we're going to turn over to our host. Every year is our host, and we're grateful for that, Paul Iscolo of Iscolo Development. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to just extend a sincere thank you to the Buffalo Police Department, all of law enforcement, as well as Buffalo Fire. They're going to be working so hard on New Year's Eve to make sure that we have a safe event here. I also wanted to just share some fun facts about the ball drop. So the ball itself has 342 LED lights. It's approximately 5 feet high and 4 feet wide. It weighs 220 pounds and is constructed on a steel frame covered with acrylic material. The ball on New Year's Eve is going to travel 108 feet down the face of the electric tower. It's going to take approximately 1 minute and 14 seconds to make its journey when it comes to its final resting spot precisely at midnight, ringing in the new year. So we look forward to seeing everybody down here for New Year's Eve.